This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello, and welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. On this episode, we're talking about leading with integrity, and I can't think of anyone better to discuss that with than our guest today, Mike Wolf. Mike is Forbes' Chief Risk Officer, guiding the firm's risk management efforts, including quality control, and working with many different stakeholders to support our UCX efforts. Not surprisingly, he has an audit background and has worked for our national office for more than 20 years. So, Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Right. So, I don't know of many organizations that would say they don't value integrity, but I can say I've never been a part of an organization that really has such a structure and an intentional commitment to it. And you've been doing this a long time. I've worked with you. I know you're a keen industry observer. What do you think sets our approach apart?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good question. As I think about integrity, there's some companies, some firms that just have it as really a saying on the wall. But really, integrity is about how each member of the firm lives it out day to day. For me, integrity is a deeply personal thing. And as we think about Forbes and we think about all the different pieces that make up our firm, each of us has a share of that. And really, the firm or culture is really a reflection of us as individuals. You know, I recently was doing a presentation and I chose to use the expression that says that my choices shape our firm. And I firmly believe that you know, as an individual, my choices, each of our choices, help shape who we are as Forbes and really that culture that we have. And if you think about how that plays out in our work, it's about making sure that we deliver on a commitment to unmatched client experiences. It's making sure that we're creating a work environment where all of us can be our best selves. It's making sure we deliver high quality services to clients and manage regulatory risk and all the different things that come with that. But it all kind of boils down to really, you know, it's just the right thing to do. And so really, as part of our culture, as we in our DNA, we talk about the fact that integrity trumps economics every time. Those are just key things I think are important for us to keep in mind as we think about integrity here at Forbes.
Yeah, I love that. And I like the idea that it really is true that culture does come down to each one of us and how we interact with each other and how we build the bigger piece of the puzzle. But we have made some structural changes as a firm, you know, as part of the merger to strengthen our existing approach. Can you talk a little bit about those kinds of things that we've done?
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. You think about the area that I work in with risk and quality. Obviously, our legacy firms had long histories of strong quality, commitment to serving clients well. And when I think about integrity and delivering services to clients, quality is intertwined. It's a big piece of that. And so as you think about the steps we've taken so far to integrate some of our policies and consultation requirements and client acceptance and review requirements and those kinds of things, that's really the first step into how we deliver quality here at Forbes. And so we put in some new roles. We've got a lot of key individuals that would love to recognize all of them here, but just a few that want to point out for the group here, Will Niereimer, who's our Chief Quality Officer, Daniel Sanders, who's our National Director of Risk Management, recent addition to our firm, Gary Marchand, who's our National Director of Practice Monitoring. These are all investments that we have as a firm in making sure we deliver a high level of quality of service to our clients and really in living out our integrity is making sure that we provide that high quality service. And so many people, many different roles, each of us have an important responsibility, but again, coming back to that individual choice that the firm provides a structure for that, but really it's about the execution. It's about how each one of us approaches our day and making sure we're doing that in a positive way.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about risk and innovation. We're always carefully evaluating our risk in our work. That's what you're talking about in that day-to-day. I know that it's been ingrained in me since I've been working here. And in the business world, the discourse around innovation, which we also are focused on innovation, is often synonymous with taking risks. And so how, in your view, do we balance those two as a firm? These are two seemingly opposed approaches, but maybe not.
Yeah, on the surface, you're right, Mike. It does seem like they might be opposed, but I like to say we have what I call a healthy tension here at Forbes.
Okay.
I would say it's between innovation and risk management. I kind of joke that my role as chief risk officer, one of the questions I get is, you know, Mike, is our role really to avoid risk or is it to manage risk? And I said, well, for us to avoid risk, we can't have any clients and we can't have any people, which manages risk, but it doesn't pay very well. And so
humans are risky.
Exactly. So it's really about risk management. So it's about, again, going back to those individual choices, about making those wise choices. And as we think about innovation, absolutely looking for new and innovative ways to solve client problems. I'm 100% supportive of that. And what we want to make sure is as we're approaching innovation, that we're being bold, living up to our DNA element there, that we're being aggressive in some cases, but not reckless. And that line between aggressive and reckless sometimes is something that we have to manage. And as we think about that, it's really kind of incumbent on each one of us in the firm to continue to be bold and challenge the way we do things, to find new ways to do things better in serving our clients. But at the same time, making sure that we're balancing that with making sure we don't step out of bounds in terms of independence or in terms of quality or doing those things that really unnecessarily put the firm at risk. So as I've worked with our innovation leaders, with Rob Pruitt, with Denny Arg, with Dustin Bobbitt and the Edge team, I feel like we've got a really good balance there and would encourage all of you as you're submitting ideas to Eureka to be bold and challenge us. And we'll refine along the way. We'll keep that healthy tension in place. But I do think it's important for us to continue to display that forward vision and innovation and do so in a very responsible way.
Yeah. Okay. So one of our well-known phrases connected with this value is the idea of putting the moose on the table. What does that phrase mean to you? And how does that concept apply to ensuring integrity in our daily work?
Yeah. So put the moose on the table is one of my favorites. And when people ask me the question, what does that mean, Mike? And in my mind, it's telling people things that they need to know, but they don't necessarily want to hear. And so in context, that can mean a couple of different things. It's sometimes sharing information with clients. Maybe they're wanting to take a tax position or wanting to do something that just really isn't supported. Being able to handle that in a firm, but in a constructive way. It may be with our coworkers. Maybe there's some coaching opportunities or feedback that our people need to help them to excel. And sometimes having that uncomfortable conversation to share what they need to hear, may not want to hear it, but it's ultimately going to help shape them in a positive direction. And so by being bold and being able to share those things that are challenging, sometimes is difficult, but it's important. I love movies, and so I throw movie quotes in from time to time. One of my favorite quotes in this one comes from that wise philosopher and sage Albus Dumbledore, who has an expression. I'm going to paraphrase it here because I'm sure I'll get the words. For the Potter fans, I may not get this perfectly right, but basically, for all of us, there's going to be a time where we have to choose between what is right and what is easy. Mm-hmm. And to me, what put the moose on the table is making the choice to choose what's right, not necessarily what's easy. So even if it's hard, if it's the right thing to do, that's really a big part of what acting with integrity is. And so again, that Dumbledore quote is one of my favorite ones I tend to carry around with me from time to time.
Yeah. Well, I think that describes that healthy tension you're talking about, right?
It does. Yeah.
And I love that phrase because it gives us sort of a key word to say we're going to have that healthy tension now. You kind of tee it up. And I like the ability to kind of do that right up front when we have those conversations.
Sure.
Mike, knowing that we're all leaders in our own roles, and you've touched on this already a bit, but what else can we do in that individual role to shape our firm?
Yeah. No, that's great, Mike. It does come down to individual choice. Really interesting. I can look back through my career at different times, and the power of choices and how that's impacted not only me, but others around me has been really, really important. And so, as my encouragement for myself, my encouragement for others listening to this podcast is to be intentional in your choices and choose to really act with integrity. And it's easy to say, yeah, I'm a person with integrity. I'm handling things. We have, I think, very skilled, very qualified, high integrity people in the firm. But on a day-to-day basis, sometimes those choices are maybe not quite that simple. So let's say I'm taking a CPE session and I get an email that pops up and I have this temptation to multitask. Well, is that not having integrity? Well, no, but should I be paying attention to the CPE? Should I be really listening and learning and sharpening my saw on the things I need to? Am I the kind of person who's going to choose to give that coaching feedback? Am I the kind of person that's going to choose to doing my work, say, oh, this is probably good enough. I probably could do two or three more things to make it better, but this is good enough. And the power of those choices, when you take those individual choices that each of us makes every day and think about expanding that to the 6,000 plus people we have now at Forbis, it does shape our firm. And so those intentional choices we make as individuals, as leaders in our own right, I think are really, really important. It's really cool, Mike, to sit in my role, and I deal with some challenging things from time to time. But to be able to hear the stories from our people that have spoken up and said, hey, this client situation, this doesn't seem right. Or, hey, I see what's happening in this office and this person's not being treated with respect. And fortunately, those things don't happen very often, but it gives me a lot of pride when we have people that step out and address things that need to be addressed, and something doesn't seem quite right, to be able to raise the question and help make sure, again, that we're serving clients with excellence, that we're providing that unmatched client experience, that we're creating a workplace where everyone is respected and feels comfortable with who they are. And those are all things that are really, really important to me. And I'm going to, sometimes when I hear these things, I watched the Barbie movie recently. So don't judge me on that. I'm not wearing pink today, but great movie. And it's interesting. One of the scenes there, Ryan Gosling, Barbie approaches him, the Ken character, and Ken kind of walks behind a wall. And he says, "Sublime." And so my new expression, whenever I hear somebody putting the moose on the table and sometimes addressing things that are difficult to my mind, I'm just going to say sublime. And so anyway, bad joke, my apologies. I'm not a comedian. I'm a risk manager. And so my weak attempts at humor. But anyway, it comes down to individual choice, down to individual integrity. And that's my encouragement to everyone, is just to make good choices and never underestimate the impact and the value that your choices have on yourself, on our firm, and on everyone we work with.
Yeah. And putting that all together, it's really powerful when we think about that collective impact of that. So I'm just thinking out loud here, but maybe there's a chance to come back around the show and talk about some of those examples you've seen over the years. And obviously, we'll leave out the names to protect the innocent. There may be something to do there in the future. So, well, Mike, I know you're so passionate about this, and I've appreciated you coming to talk about this with us. It's so important. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I look forward to coming back at some point in time. There's always good lessons that we can learn from the past, and always happy to share those. And again, just appreciate everything you're doing, and appreciate everyone listening to this podcast for taking the time to continue to grow our Firvis DNA and culture.
Well, great. Well, Mike, thanks so much for talking with us today. And thanks to everyone who's listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Firvis. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@firvis.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.